We are in the middle of Shar Aleph Perek Tes Zayin. Let me just do a 1 minute refresher memory, and that is that the Yisoid that Reb Chaim Volozhin seems to be very adamant about is that although we have a neshama, the neshama is not atzmusay shel yisbarach. The neshama is a nitzayt of or, which comes from the neshima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not like we're walking around with God inside of us. That seems to be his shita. And he says that there's two exceptions that we know of. One exception is Adam HaRishon, Kodem HaChet, that the neshama was the tzelem elokim of Adam HaRishon, that he had the neshama was like Mamash Hatzmusa Yisbarach inside of him. But when he did the chet of the Eitz Hadas, so the neshama flew out of him, but the Atzmusa Yisho Yisbarach flew out of him, and it was Choyfei Olov. That's his Lashon, which is also the Lashon of the Zohar. And then we learned that's his Shita, and he spoke about, let me just remind you, that he gave a mashal from Chazal to a child who sits on his father's lap and the father tries to feed him from the tamchui, and he says, no, I want to scrape from your mouth. Now, so the father, ba'aso ha'av nasam lo, the father gives it to him. Now, that's mashma the what? What are we learning from that story? What's the nimshal? The what?
We want straight from Hashem.
We want straight from Hashem. Vinasamlay. At the end of the story is Vinasamlay, and he gives it to him. So he's learning, which seems to me to be, I want to be biyash to this, but it seems to be like punk for character what he's trying to say, that he was giving us from the tamfui, from the serving plate. We said no. The kid says no, we don't want that. We want straight from your mouth, for whatever reason the kid says that. So it's mashma that we do have straight from the peh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a little bit of a, why is he bringing a bushel, which is soiser his shita, straight from the peh, straight from the peh.
Yeah, but the food isn't the father. The food is something the father gives, no matter what. It's still a separate
even
thing.
If it's minishu. So in other words, it gets closer, but not, it's not yet
the etzem.
The etzem. He's not giving him his tongue. Right. He's giving him his food. Okay. So then we learned, this was a little bit of an aside, which wasn't such an aside in the Haggah, and I pointed out to you, we learned inside the machoikas between the Nefesh HaChaim and the Baal HaTanya and the union of Tzimtzum. So you can't skip the union of Tzimtzum. So Tzimtzum, the question of Tzimtzum is, we learned this inside, I don't want to get into it further because it's a lifelong study, unless you want to. But the union of Tzimtzum, the Pashtus, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, was mitzamsem himself in the Bria, which is likely, according to the Baal HaTanya, that's likely, because where did he go? Like, it's not like Hashem could be moved from here to there. Hashem, Malik Halar, it's divide. So it's likely, and according to Nefesh HaChaim, it's unlikely that could be the case, because then you're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gvulim, and you're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu here you are, here you're not. So, okay, Machlekes between two Gedolei Hadar. I'm not, I don't know how to paska that one, but there are huge ramifications to Tzimtzum. That was the Haggah. Now let's go back to the text, back after the Haggah. Let's look inside here. V'zeh Shabru, Zeh presumably he's going with his Shita. Zeh Shabru, this is the shot in the Chazal. Shamru Sham. The Sham is where he gives the mashal of the Tamfui. Before we talked about Simpson. And there it says, B'shasha Abdu Yisrael al Har Sinai Lakabalas HaTorah, that when Klai Yisrael, and this is Babish Yad of the Yoba as we approach Shavuos, that B'shasha Abdu Yisrael al Har Sinai Lakabalas HaTorah, Hayimivakshim Lishmaya Hadibrais Bipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a bakasha of Klai Yisrael to hear the Asaris Hadibrais straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kumashikasu vishakeni minashikais pihu. Now, this is not true. What was true was the opposite way, that the I'll just read you the Chumash here, just opened up to make sure. In Parshas Yisroi, Perakof, Eloichi Hashem Elokecha, Aseres HaDibrois, which you're familiar with. And then it says, Shvi, V'chol Ha'om Royim Es HaKoylois Ves HaLapidim Ves Kol HaShofer Ves HaHar Oshein. Everybody saw everything. V'yar Ha'om V'yanu V'yamdu Mirachek. And when Faisal saw the Sinai experience, they vayanu vayamdu mirachek. They were taken aback and they stood back. Vayoymeru el Moshe, and they said to Moshe, Daber ata imanu v'nishba. We want to hear it from you. Vayidaber imanu elikim. We don't want to hear straight from Hashem. Pen namus, because this is a deathly experience. We will die if we hear it straight from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe we will die. Pen namus. So the bakasha of Klal Yisrael was hafuf. The bakosh of Klal Yisrael was not to hear straight from Hashem.
Well, then that isn't the first two.
Well?
So
the order was? So when did they say this?
After the first two, no?
Okay. So let's okay. Everybody's wrong. let's figure out the chronology here. You're right. I mean, it's all a mishmash, right? So I mean, this thing you're right about. But like, what's the chronology? All I'm saying is that the pasuk says before, during, after. Yeber el Boisha. This is written after the Aseres HaDibrois. First it says, Vayidaber Elokim, not Vayidaber el Boisha. Well, the pasuk earlier, Vayered Moshe el Ha'am Vayomer Aleihem. He spoke to them. Vaydaber Elokim es kol ha'dvarim ha'ela lebor. And then it says, it's a funny pasuk a little bit funny, because first it says, Vayered Moshe el Ha'am Vayomer Aleihem. So Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he spoke to the people. Parakof. Vayidaber Elokim es kol ha'dvarim ha'ela lebor. Hashem spoke the following things. So this is Moshe talking now, or is Hashem talking?
Moshe.
But it doesn't say Vayidaber Elokim es kol ha'dvarim ha'ela lebor. Okay. Lebor. Meaning, Azayit Sazon, right? This is what I'm supposed to say. So Moshe Rabbeinu said the whole thing. He says the whole thing. Azayit Sadibrais. So this is going on before, earlier. This is going backwards. Like this is an Ein Seder Muktam Mukhar Batar. With McGill? Parakov? Yeah. We don't want to hear straight from Hashem. Okay, too late. You don't have to be afraid of that. It's a good thing. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes back up. So you have to say, I'm sorry to confuse you, but it's only because I'm confused. You have to say that Moshe, that this is out of order. Hashem says the first. It says Moshe Rabbeinu came down, and then it says Hashem told Moshe to tell over the Aseres HaDibrois. And then it says the Klal Yisrael said, "Oh, we don't want to hear the Aseres HaDibrois from Hashem. We want to hear it from you." Okay, you just did hear it from me. And then Moshe Rabbeinu answers them, "Don't worry so much. It'll be good. It's Laman Lasi system. It's a Nisayon to hear it straight from Hashem. But Ba'avur Tia Yerase Al Panechem Levilti Tefto. But if you hear it straight from Hashem, great Yisayon, you will never do a Chet. It's a good thing. Hear it straight from Hashem. But you have to say Al Korachov that." Conversation between Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu took place before Moshe Rabbeinu told them the whole Aseres HaDibrois. Uh huh. So
wasn't there a difference between the first two?
Okay, it doesn't say that here.
Or
does it say somewhere?
Does it
somewhere? Yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu done in the other part.
Yeah. Nei Dibrois Rishonos Mipi Agvur Shemam. So let me show you the Medrash where if you don't look inside. You don't see. So in the Medrash in Shir Hashirim Rabbah, the second pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Yishakeni min shikas piu. Ki toivim doidecha mi yoy. So, Yishakenu, Yishakeni.
Yoy is that good?
Ki toivim doidecha, you don't get yayin. Yeah, toivim doidecha mi yayin. In where? Paragala, Sher Sher. Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
So look at the Medrash. Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia. Three-way machlekes. Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Yehuda says like this. B'shah, meaning they're trying to make Seder over here. Trying to make Seder. B'shah sheshamu Yisrael anoichi Hashem alikecha. By Yisrael heard anoichi Hashem alikecha. Heard Hashem's voice. Niska Talmud Torah belibam. The Talmud Torah became takua, was engraved, belibam in their hearts. V'hayu lemeidim v'lo yahayu meshach. At that moment there was no shikcha. They can learn. There was no forgetting. Ba'o Eitzel Moshe, Amru Moshe Rabbeinu, Teyasa At Puzboyin, you become the Shaliach Beinoisenu. Shenemar, Daber Ata Imanu V'Nishma V'Ata Lamanamus. Now, Lamanamus. So they heard Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, like Yil says, they heard Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. They got to a Madrega of No Shikcha Satayra. I presume that if you hear Hashem talking, it's unforgettable. So there was no shikchas hatayru. But then their reaction to it was, this is not the way we want to do it. You speak to Hashem, Hashem speaks to you, and then you speak to us because it's too close for us. Lama namus. Chazru liyais lemeidim b'shoifin. So they started to hear further, and they would forget it. Amru, and then they said, and here's the chaf. Then they said, this is no good either. trying to adjust them. Amru, ma Moshe baser v'dam oivir. What? Moshe Rabbeinu is just a human. He's going to pass. Af Talmudai oivir, and his words are going to pass. Miad chazir bo'olam Moshe, so they had charata, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amru lo Moshe Rabbeinu, give us a second chance at this. That was a mistake. We want to hear straight from Hashem. Amr lo Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, I'm sorry. And they said, Halavai Yishakenu, Yishakeni rather, min shikais pihu. Like a neshika pihu, a neshikas pihu. The lesson of the Goyim is the Gra is very romantic, beautiful. He says that that getting the Torah from Har Sinai in the Havamina, if you will, of getting it straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called the Neshikas Piva, a Neshika Pat El Pat. Havaris Haruach, right? Neshikas Pat El Pat. It was like too much for them. Too much, that's too intense. So they said, okay, you'll be a shliach. That was too distant, apparently. And they said, no, yishakeni min shikais pihu. The Gain says, I believe that whenever it's a hey, it's a lashon nekeva. Whenever it's a vav, it's a lashon zachar. And then hey and vav, pihu, is pihu. And that's what it means, ani v'hoi hoishia na. Zachar Nekev. So they said, Yishakenim Tiki Toivim Doidecha. I'm interspersing the Vilna Gaon here. Ki Toivim Doidecha Mi Yoyin. Let's go back to plan A, where we're hearing it straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Toivim Doidecha. It's a new metaphor, right? Like a baby nursing. Mi Yoyin is better than Yoyin. Who said that? What's so great about Yoyin, right? You say that? Yeah, okay. From a Frenchman, yeah. What could be better? Toivim doidecha miyayin. So yayin, says the Gaon, has two famous gematrios. One of them is 70, yayin is 70. One of them is soid. And another one is 70. So 70, there's ayin panim l'tayr. 70 l'shoinois. Every one thing, the Gaon points out, 70 amen. Lashon of the Gemara, Lashon of the Mishnah is there's 70 in Sanhedrin plus 2. So interesting. So every I think there's 70 nations plus Yishmael Ve'esav. So 70 is when one breaks up into parts, it breaks up into 70 parts. And that 70 parts is Yayin. That's called Yayin. It's beautiful. Right? Ayin Panim L'Tayr is beautiful. Also very confusing. Unclear. I'm right. You're right. People don't like people don't like opinions. People, unless it's theirs. Like, confusing, right? Well, don't confuse me with the facts. There's one way to understand this, and I'm going to become a kanoi for this way, and that's what I'm going to. That's the right way. That's the MS, and you're sheker. But of course, it's not true. Ayin Panim L'Tayr. You have to know who's in the 70 and who's not. Not every shtus that everybody says is part of the Ayin Panim L'Tayr. But there are a gezunter Ayin Panim L'Tayr. That's for sure. So there's Ayin Panim L'Tayr, and that's the Ayin. But it's a lack of clarity. So when they first heard everything crystal clear, this is how the Gaon explains it better. So, when they first heard everything in a crystal clear fashion, so that was straight. That was straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the clarity was such that there was no forgetting. Clear. Something was just clear. I'll give you a morbid mushel. Dessler says this mushel is, imagine a person, Chas V'Shalom, goes to a doctor, and the doctor says, you're going to die. So later on, he comes home and he's planning on his whole future, his vacation, this and that. So his wife says, the doctor just told her you're going to die. Oh, I forgot. Nobody's forgetting such a thing. Like, it doesn't go to the gender of shikha. Why not? Because it's clear. It's a clear thing, assuming the doctors have an idea what they're talking about. But it's clear. So there's no shikha. The Medrash goes further. This next opinion, from Nehemiah Amar, B'sha Shishama Yisrael La Yielacha, that's Anoichi. Anoichi Hashem Alikecha, no shikha. Then they heard also out loud from Hashem, La Yielacha Elohim Acherim Al Ponoi. So B'sha Shishama Yisrael La Yielacha Nekar Yetzahara Milima. There was no more Yetzahara. So two things happened at Har Sinai. A, no more Shikcha Satera, that's Anoichi Hashem Alikecha, which is like this. It's like the positive, right? Remember what I'm telling you. And La Yelacha is the negative. So the negative, La Yelacha, no more Yetzahara. So with the La Yelacha came the no Yetzahara. Nekar Yetzahara Milivim. They had a Yetzahara, but Nekar, it was uprooted. So what's wrong with that? Then they came without a Yetzahara, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you be the Shliach. His take on the Pasuk. Miyad Chazer Yetzahara Limkoima. So the Yetzahara comes back. Okay. So it's so interesting that once Moshe Rabbeinu becomes the Shliach, there's the Yetzahara. As long as they're hearing it, Mipesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Yetzahara. Chazra Moshe Vamer Lo Moshe Rabbeinu, this is no good, we don't want a Yetzahara. Before we were talking about Shikha, we don't want a Yetzahara. Levai Yigal Alanu Pam Shnia, let's try this again. Take two. Levai Yishakeni Min Shikha Yispihu. We want back the Neshikas HaPeh. Amr Lahem, And it's the second medrash that says the same lashon. Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, Ein zoi achshav. Now is not the time. Havalah said lavoi. It'll be in the future. Tehsiv, Yecheskel said, Yecheskel Navi v'asi roisi eslev ha'evan mibsarchem. In the first case of losing the shichan, they said, no, we want to go back. Yishakenim shikas piyu, shenemar, pasuk in Yirmiyahu, nasati es toirasai, bikirbam v'alibam echtavennach. There will come a time where, as Yirmiyahu said, to put it all together, that nasati es toirasai, bikirbam v'alibam echtavennach. And there will come a time, Moshe Rabbeinu says, that the nevuah of Yecheskel will come true, but it's not being written straight on your heart, and it's also you have a lev ha'evan. Your hearts are hearts of stone, so there is no yishakeni min shikas pihu. You'll have to make do with the yoyin. Yoyin is the tereshavavah. So, in other words, let's first of all, let's get our chronology clear. What happened was, there's a Havamina, and then a Maskana, and then a Tziduk of the Maskana. So Havamina was, Kilu, I'm using Gemara terms on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but the Havamina was, or the natural thing would have been, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu would speak out the Asaris Hadibrais to Klai Yisrael. And by the way, Rashi tells us that the Asaris Hadibrais Kailu Kolatar Kula. If they would have understood, if they would have heard the Aser Zadibra straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would have had Taryag Mitzvahs. So, they got up to the second of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shtayim Zu Shamati. I heard two. We heard two from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They got up to the second Dibrais. They said, no. Yoter Midai, so they started hearing me Pimosha. And this probably explains the Mukta Mamukha in the Torah here. So they started hearing from Moshe. Then they stopped Moshe, and they said, no, Yishakeni. We want back the Neshikas Pi, but he says, no, not now, later.
At which point they came back to Moshe? After the
After the second of the Sarasadim. So Shtayim, Zushamati.
Then they came to Moshe.
Then they were afraid they're going to die. So then I don't know if they heard third, fourth, fifth, sixth, I don't know.
It doesn't say.
I would guess. But they heard. And then he said, they missed the Neshikas HaPeh. Like, what about the Neshikas HaPeh? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ein Zu Achsha. It's not the right time. Even though, L'chatchila, it was the right time. It seems to have been the right time. And they were the ones to protest it. Chazal say, the Medrash, that if they wouldn't have said this pasuk, if they wouldn't have said "Daber ato imanu v'nishma v'yidaber imanu elikim pen namus," if they wouldn't have had that bakasha, they would have never made the egel azav. Pshita, because there wouldn't have been yitzhar, and it was almost like if I can say a little bit more. It was almost like they made Egel Azav. Did you already forget? They heard the Asar Sadibras, apparently, or at least. They made the Egel Azav. So the Shikha, as soon as they said no, so what does it mean? It means they heard it, and then, I'm just the chronology of it, they heard Anochi Hashem, they heard Lo Yilucha, and then they waited 40 days, right? Moshe Rabbeinu to come down. No?
I don't know.
What then?
Right after the second.
What's the other option?
I mean, the pashas is that the command was to tell him all 10 the first day.
He was up in the mountain.
Yeah, but they could hear him from the
God. Right, you want to add a medrash here? Medrash Moshe. Sounds right. Then you got the wrong religion.
He goes back up into the cloud by the end of the episode.
He's up on the Har Sinai, and they're hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I say, no, we don't want to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they stop hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So before they hear anything else, they say, hey, what happens on Kodesh Baruch Hu?
Yeah, but the thing that they forgot is one of them that they heard directly, which is Elohim Asherim, to build a golden
because path. As soon as they said, we don't want to hear it, they forgot. But they didn't have to. They forgot that too. That's what the Medrash says. They forgot everything. The Shikha came back and Yetzirah came back, and if there was no Shikha, no Yetzirah, there wouldn't have been an eagle. So now they're waiting for Moshe to come and say everything. Kinneret, I'm just saying, Kinneret. Where did they hear? They didn't hear.
So that's Pesukim that you read it right at the beginning. Yidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor.
Right.
So that was for
after 40 years. Days, tell them. They went.
Yeah,
you're disagreeing with me. Everybody's disagreeing with me? Chronology?
Everything, by the end of the story that says about Moshe goes back into the cloud.
After what? After he broke the Luchos?
And, well, I don't know what the Luchos breaking is.
It doesn't. Vayidaber Elikim eskol advarim ha'ela. It doesn't say here Vayidaber Moshe el b'nei Yisrael or Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe to say to b'nei. That doesn't say that he said it to b'nei Yisrael. Hashem told Moshe the Ten Commandments. Two of them he said out loud, and eight of them he said just to Moshe. Shtayim zu shamati, and the other ones I didn't hear. Moshe Rabbeinu had them. He comes down. They're asking Yishakenu and Shigasbi what happened to God's voice. It's a struggle. We do want it. We don't want it. Like, look. Let me speak like an American rabbi for a minute. Like you could say. I mean, here's the drasha. You know, take away my Yitzhahara. Right? Okay. I took away your Yitzhahara. Give it back. I feel dead. I feel dead. You know, do you want to remember everything? It's horrible. Thank God for Shikha. You know, you can have an argument with your wife in the morning and then by night everything's okay. Shikha, the bracha Shikha. Shikha is a good tzad, not a bad thing. So, do you want to not have a Yetzirah? What are you going to do here? You know, walk around like a malach. The struggle, the struggle, and these are the humanness. These are all human things. Yetzirah is a human thing. Shikha is a human thing. It's human. You can't beat yourself up for being human. So you're human. But on the other hand, we wish we were like godly. So it's a difficult sequence. But the only way I think to understand this medrash is that there was take one. Chai Yisrael said, stop. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, we'll stop. And then they said, we want to hear more. And he says, lo achshav.
Rabbi,
yeah.
What is it now? Who's the mouthpiece for the Jews? Chai Yisrael.
I mean, who was actually doing the talking?
Yeah.
That, I presume that, you mean like the government and WhatsApp or something?
Who's saying we don't want to hear? Who's representing everybody?
The Zakenim. The Pashtus is the Zakenim. But let me just say something here. It's an interesting thing. Korach later on comes along and he says to Moshe and to Klal Yisrael, "Lavetzis da'aso akal Hashem v'chichola ida kulam kedoshim." Rashi says Rashi, "Kulam sham." Everybody heard on Har Sinai. What did they hear? Anoichi Hashem alikecha le'yelcha. So you like Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, what are you Lobatisnaso Akal Hashem? What are you making yourself such a nasius over here? Everybody has the koach to hear Hashem. Oh Haraya Shamanu, Gulam Shamanu. So like you have to understand Korach. I mean like it sounds stupid because it's before the pasuk, but they say we don't want to hear. You be the Shaliach. So Klal Yisrael here in the Torah, Korach was there too. Klal Yisrael in the Torah, before in the pasuk, said, "We don't want to hear from Hashem." So it comes out this pasuk is extremely important, not just in the story of the Aseres Hadibros, but it's important in setting down. You know, it's like Shtelling Avek, the place of Moshe in the whole story of Klal Yisrael.
Maybe he wasn't with the Nevi'im.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he was But he, what was he saying? Kola eda kulam kedoshim ubesoicham Hashem lama tisnasu al kal Hashem. Like, we're all holy. So he's saying you can say it like this. We saw that Klal Yisrael has a potential to hear straight from a Kadosh Baruch. So he was really echoing, I'm thinking, that he was really echoing the second taina of Klal Yisrael, Vishakenim and Shikosfiyu. That Klal Yisrael, look, Klal Yisrael, I don't want to be the Moshe Rabbeinu, and I don't think you should be the Moshe Rabbeinu. I think there should be no Shaliach. That was his taina. Let's go back to direct. So he was questioning the whole philosophy, and okay, Klal Yisrael made a mistake. They made a mistake. They said we're going to die. Pen namus, right? We're going to die. Daber al yadaber imanu alikim pen namus. And Korach is saying, but they had karata from that. As soon as they stopped hearing, I mean, it's a good taina if you make this argument. What happened? They built an ego. It was a mistake. So it was a mistake. So Moshe Rabbeinu, let's go back to the original idea, Hashem's idea. There won't be any Yetzirah. There won't be any. It's a new Korach here I've just created for you. Tzadik Korach, right? So the Korach comes and he says there won't be any Yetzirah. There won't be any Shikha. They'll be in a Shikas Pad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is beautiful. You see, Korach came with his, Adas Korach came with a Talus Shekulai Tcheles. Bayis Mole Svar. It's not like we have tzitzis on the fringe. It's the whole Talus Shekulai Tcheles. Like the whole, what's a tzitzis? For Zechira. But if you have the whole thing, which is Katalos Shekulei Tchelos, what do you need Zechira for? You don't need to, Uzchartem is called Mitzvois Hashem. You don't need Zechira, there's no Shikha. There's no Shikha. What's the purpose of the Tzitzis? The purpose of the Tzitzis is that if you want to do an Avera, right? So you'll, but if Klal Yisrael is hearing straight from, if you want to do an Avera, you'll look at the Tchelos, Tchelos, the Rakia, the Bayim, the Rakia, like your Shalom Zachar, what was it? Shalom Zachar. no need. There's no Yetzirah. Like, it looks the Korach. Korach's in a whole new place here. Let's make everything the way it should have been. So Klal Yisrael made a mistake. So don't they have to suffer for this mistake? And now response of Moshe Rabbeinu. Response of Moshe Rabbeinu, not to Korach, but to Klal Yisrael, according to the Medrash, is Amar Lahem Ein Zoy Achshav. But Ein Zoy Achshav La'asilavayhu D'chsiv Asiroisi Yisleva Eben Mipsarchem.
One time offer that we messed up.
Why?
We messed up.
Why?
So why was the one time offer?
It sounds like a reenactment of a Chedor HaLoishon. There's no, it's a new reality. There's no going back. I'm sorry, it's not.
I said no. Everything changed.
Reenactment of what? Chedor HaLoishon. I mean, can't go back. Can't do Tshuva.
It's a brand new reality you created.
Or the womb.
I always give this bushel, I mean, because it's the sixth of Abide, but we're at the Buffalo. I used to give right after davening there, a few older people used to give a gemara shir. So in the front, you remember the shul, right? In the front. So I used to give a few old Holocaust survivors used to come. So we finished the shir. So the guy says, we have a Tara. We have a Tara at 10 o'clock. So-and-so died. They were rough guys, they were like, this guy, Yenerot gestorben, the Tara is at 10 Azeger. He says, we're one man short. Come, 10 o'clock. So that Tara, I never did a Tara. I never touched a dead person. I never saw a dead person. I wasn't really, was giving me the heebie-jeebies. So the whole thing. So I'm thinking, it's a big mitzvah, it's a this and that, so I don't think that I was thinking about it for more than 20 or 30 seconds, but the guy says, okay, it's not for you. If you're thinking about it, you're disqualified. That's the, so this is
Tvardir. Thank you.
He asked me again about a year later, and yes, I can't wait. Yeah, I'm excited. Then I became part of the Chevron Kedisha. But you know, there's this, but what I'm saying is that, like, sometimes in Megala, your koich is hanefesh. So, like, not what you want to do, but what's real. Like, so, of course, everybody wants to hear straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they were Megala. One second, this is scary, we might die. So once you're Megala, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's not that you don't get a second chance, you hear? Mm-hmm. It's not that you don't get a second chance, that's not the point.
You're not holding it.
You know, yeah, like it's... are you holding or are you not holding? And it's not about a second chance, it's not about doing tshuva, it's not about anything like that, it's not about making a mistake. It's about the gut reaction. To hearing the Divrei Hashem straight, the Dvar Hashem, Yishakeni Minshika Ispiyo, the gut reaction was, whoa, stop, I can't handle it. Okay, they didn't hear it, they missed it, Yishakeni, this and that, they started speaking poetically. No, you were Megala. So Nisht Fardir. I think that's the shot.
And a baby in the womb. She's called to Rekula, Olam Sofra Ad Sofra. Then he has to be born. Adam Rishon, Nazar Kadosh Baruch Hu, born to Leshem. It's all planned that he's not going to. It's like, so there's a bechina, the baby in the. What's the point over there? There's a roshem that's left, even though you don't have the klorkite, but the roshem is there. So that could be the chilik between Adam Rishon Yuchayachet and Achrayachet.
Roshem.
He had this direct knowledge. That leaves a roshem that's nishar lefneachet. So that's the bechina of
okay.
So that's the difference between being in him and
the roshem
and above him. So the roshem is necessary. So that the medrash is basically dealing with that idea in its way.
Okay. Let me just add one piece before we close for today. That Chazal tell us clearly that. While HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just one piece, of course, that while HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Paska Zuhamas, that's Gemara in Shabbos Peches, Paska Zuhamas, what is it, what Zuma is that? The Zuma of the Nachash. So the Nachash injected a Zuhama of Yetzer Hara. And when they heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Paska Zuhamasam. Some means that we were on the Madrega of Adam Arishay Koidem Achet. That's where we were holding. Now Adam Arishay Koidem Achet did a chet. Adam Arishay Koidem Achet, there was no Yetzirah, there was no Misa. Penamus, there was no Misa. Is it really a fear? There's no misa. Adam Arishon Koidem Achet was in this bechida, as Rabbi Yitzchak said, of hearing straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no, and the Neshama as Nefesh HaChayim and the Tanya Kula Alma Loi Pligi was Bifnib. The Atzmusa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bifnib. Something like this. It's Nefesh HaChayim is Divya, not mine. Something like this Matzav. So this Matzav of Shtayim Zu Shamanu, that we heard these two of two firsts of the Aseres and Dibrais, and that we were there, we were redeemed. This was Mashiach. This was the Geula. This was the Tikkun of the Chet of Adam Arishon. And then they said, and then we read and rooted it all by saying, no, we want a Shaliach. We don't want to go direct. Pen Namos. So that they would debate if an Egel is up. There would have been a Geula. There was the Tikkun of the Chet. At that moment comes Korach after this, after the whole story, and he says, Lava Tisnaso, Kal Hashem, you're being mock of the Gula. There could have been a Gula here. There could have been no more Yitzhar, no more Misa, no more Shitcha. What are you doing? This wasn't just like politics, you know, like Korach, Moshe. Kola Eda Kula Kedosha. What does that mean? Ubesaychav Hashem. What does that mean? Asmusai, he was tidying I don't want to say the Torah was tiny, the Baal Tam is tiny. That's what, but he was understanding that at least there was a clear Hava Mina, and let's make it say it stronger. There was a clear possibility that Gam Moshe Avar, Gam Yisrael Avar, like the Medrash says, he's going to pass, we're going to pass, he's a human, and he did it, so maybe we can do it. And Moshe Rabbeinu is arguing with a sort of maybe an unpopular argument in a way. It's an unpopular. Loy Afshov, Ein Zoy Afshov, Ein Zoy Afshov. There will come a time. So there will come a time that what? There will come a time that you'll hear Hu Yashvienu Shenis Leine Kolchai. Hu Yashvienu Shenis Leine Kolchai. There'll be a second Hashba. That's what we're singing about there in Kedusha. Leine Kolchai. The whole world will see that Klai Yisrael is hearing straight. Hey, Goalti Eschem. Achris Kereshis. Liyos Lachem Le'elikim. So there will come a time. But this is what Moshe Rabbeinu says here to Klai Yisrael, and in my opinion, later to Korach, that we were already thinking about it too much. Ein Zoy Achshav, we weren't holding. We weren't holding. Moshe Rabbeinu was hoping that it would be the Gula. Everybody was hoping that it would be the Gula. They saw they blew it, so to speak. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ein Zoy Achshav, because there's no going back. But here's where, let's leave it until Thursday. Here's what's interesting. When Shlomo HaMelech says, he's talking about, he's not giving a history lesson here, like I am. What he's talking about is the struggle of Klai Yisrael for all of the generations that we miss HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yishikas HaPen. Meaning, what that is a struggle and a yearning for the Geula. Yishakeni. What we're struggling for is, so we said, we don't want to hear. We don't want to hear. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, step back. You don't want to hear, you don't want to hear. And the whole Shir HaShir, by the way, is exactly that. That's exactly what the whole Shir HaShir is. The first chance, the second chance, the third. You said no. You said no. But again, I just want to reiterate, it's not the pshat, you said no and that's it, penalized. You said no, by the fact that you had this shash means that you weren't holding by it. So wait another year, wait till the Mashiach comes. There's a nevuah for this. Hasi roisi lev ha'aven. The lev ha'aven will go away and you won't be so worried about this or worried about that, worried about not having Yetzirah. Well, what's life going to be without Yetzirah? It just reminds me, they always say over in yeshivas for the Chafetz Chaim, I never saw it inside, but they always say that the Chafetz Chaim is, do you really want Mashiach? Do we really want a time without Yetzirah? what fun is, do we want to really have a life? We're all saying we want Mashiach now. But do we really want? So the answer is when we're victims of our Yetzirah, of course. Who needs us? But on the other hand, the struggle is the struggle of life. So the Yishakeni that Shlomo HaMelech, the whole Shir HaShirim is describing that struggle. That's the struggle of Klai Yisrael. We want it. We don't want it. We want it. We don't want it. We want to be humans. We want to be godly. So we have to take that back. Yishakeni on Thursday to the Nefesh HaChayim Shita of. What does it mean? But by the way, I don't think without learning this Medrash and the Goyim inside, it's possible to even understand what he says. Because I look here at the Mepharshim, so he's soicer himself one way or the other. make up your mind. But it's so poshut that he's saying that yes, we could, and yes, we did, and yes, we will, but we don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Atzilus HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of us. Maybe because we pushed it away, but we still don't have it. It's just Choyfeif Aleinu.
Is the Eni Kol Chai a Mila that didn't exist by the first people?
Yeah.